I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs.
What's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
And it is a great day to be alive on Westwood One Sports. Welcome. Your weekend is just about this far away. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Wherever you may be in the world, we are right there with you inside that Westwood One Sports app. Also inside the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Of course, live across North America on SiriusXM Channel 375. Welcome in. The stretch run underway in baseball. Some teams staying afloat. Just barely getting by, other teams collapsing and slowly spiraling the drain, maybe becoming one of the few names on that list of sellers with the trade deadline just 10 days away. Training camps opening up all across the NFL in the coming days. Like, we had a couple open up 2 days ago, a couple more opened up yesterday, a couple more tomorrow, and the whole league will be showing up to go camping by Tuesday of next week. So we are here to talk about all of it, especially the newsworthy items of the last few days as those teams enter training camps around the NFL. We'll get into those issues. College football, SEC media days. I mean, if anything reminds you of just how soap opery, how dramatic, melodramatic in many cases, college football can be, and I'm here for every single second of it. SEC Media Days has done that, and I cannot wait to talk college football at length later in the show. Eric Morris, new head coach at Oklahoma State. He's moved there from North Texas and brought a lot of players from North Texas with him, including a quarterback a lot of people have an eye on for next year's NFL draft, Drew Mestemaker. We'll talk to Eric Morris at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, and a guy who will be more than happy to tell us why he thinks his conference is just as good, if not better, than what we consider the Power 2, the Big 10 and the SEC. Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi is making the media rounds today, and that includes a stop right here on Westwood One Sports. He'll join us in the 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific hour as well. A lot to get to today. So let's just dive right in. The high five, the five biggest stories of the day right now. Let's go.
Five.
QB run. Pavia again. He's free.
Tom Hart on ESPN back in late November. Pavia's touchdown run late in Knoxville as the Commodores of Vanderbilt put away Tennessee. It was fun while it lasted, right? Diego Pavia cut by the Ravens yesterday on their first official day of training camp. Oof. Now look, the Ravens are going to go into the season most likely, according to reports, with just Lamar Jackson and Tyler Snoop Huntley as the only two quarterbacks on the roster. They got other guys in camp, but clearly, I don't know if it was a roster shuffle because of depth elsewhere. They've decided that they're okay if they have to have a third quarterback on the roster, it being Skylar Thompson. Okay. I don't think anyone's playing a big swelling orchestral theme to emote tears from your eyes in the case of Diego Pavia, a guy who many people outside of Nashville probably don't exactly feel a tug on the heartstrings for when they see him get released on the first day of training camp. Pavia had a way of being ornery at best and just absolutely standoffish at worst. So nobody's crying in their Cheerios this morning reading the news of Diego Pavia being released, other than maybe some people in Diego's family and maybe Diego himself. But I do think that there's a chance, given the ability the guy showed, granted in what was it, his ninth year of college football? I don't know, I lost count. Last year at Vanderbilt, that maybe there's a team out there that brings him in as a camp arm, as a possible third quarterback. I mean, you just scroll up and down the depth charts around the NFL, and would it necessarily be a terrible idea if a team like, I don't know, let's pick one at random who we'll probably talk about later, the Arizona Cardinals. I know they've already got four QBs in camp because Jacoby Brissett already showed up for work. How about that? So maybe they're not the team, but maybe there's a team out there that shows a little bit of interest in Diego Pavia. Otherwise, the CFL awaits Diego, and I don't know if they'll have nearly as much concern about you only being 5'9". Next.
Four.
He swept the leg. He struck him out. That's perfect. 11 strikeouts, tying his season high.
Chris Sale striking out 11 on MLB Network yesterday as the Braves held off the Padres 6-5. And holding off has basically been the Braves' MO over the last month and a half. They built that massive lead in the NL East throughout the first third of the season. And since then, we've seen a surge from the Phillies, at least until we got to right around the All-Star break. They've cooled off. We saw a surge from the Marlins, although they're still the Marlins, and that's going to show itself. And the Mets are back there somewhere, too. The Nationals have had their moments. But nobody's really jumped up to challenge the Braves in the NL East. And it's a good thing because I went back and looked it up. I think they're 14-21, maybe 15-21 over the last 6 weeks or so. That's not good. Chris Sale has been really, aside from Matt Olson, the only bright spot on the roster. I know Albies has had some moments here and there, but Chris Sale is the reason, still a sub-2 ERA going back since early June, late May. Chris Sale has been the reason. Chris Sale, this is above and beyond a late career resurgence at this point. Yes, it's been that, but it's also been Chris Sale serving as a life preserver of sorts for the Braves, keeping them, while they haven't had any winning streaks of longer than three games in the last month and a half, from avoiding any losing streaks of longer than four games. Because every five games, Chris Sale's spot in the rotation comes up, and Sale does what he does. He did it again yesterday. 11 Ks for Sale. At home in an afternoon getaway day game against the Padres, and the Braves still solidly in control of the NL East. There is another team that's absolutely collapsing, though. Not in that division. We'll get to them in about 15 minutes or so here on Westwood One Sports. But counting down the five biggest stories of the day to start the show, Chris Mack in for Nick Costos here on You Better You Bet. We call it the high five. Number three.
Three.
Protected for the moment. He can't get out of it. And it's another sack for Carolina. Nick Skorton came up with that one.
Chris Myers on Fox. That was Nick Skorton's first career NFL sack. Happened last year against the Jets. Nick Skorton was one of the keys for the Panthers to maybe not taking a massive leap forward this year. Look, that's probably going to be up to Bryce Young. But he was a key to that defense that they made over in the offseason taking a significant enough step forward that this was going to be more than just the best of a bad division in the NFC South. That Carolina was actually going to be, hey, maybe we're a 9, maybe even 10 win team. We win the division and we actually, I don't know, maybe got a chance to win a game in the playoffs. All of that takes a significant hit, especially when you pile it up next to injuries on the offensive line and now Skorton going out. This was going to be the year after going out and getting Jalen Phillips in free agency. Overpaying Jalen Phillips in free agency, let's just be honest about it, but the Panthers felt like they had to do what they had to do to get themselves a pair of bookend pass rushers, and they thought they had it in Phillips and Skorton. And Skorton goes down with an ACL injury yesterday towards the end of the first practice of training camp. Oof. So Carolina is, I don't want to say right back where they started, but Carolina's pretty close to where they started. I mean, they're not all the way back at the starting line, but this is a significant hit for a Panthers defense that was supposed to help this team go from 8.5 wins and maybe the default representative from the NFC South in the playoffs this year to, oh, we're a legitimate division winner. We'll see. It's late July, but that's what makes it all the more painful, I think, if you're a Carolina Panthers fan or had any hope of them taking a step forward is, yeah, the development of Bryce Young is still on the table. And yes, he's got plenty of weapons to throw to. Yes, you should feel better about that than you did a year ago. But it's hard when you go out and make a bunch of additions to the defensive side of the ball, a lot of which is supposed to help a young guy who showed great promises, not just a run-stopping end last year, but as a pass rusher as well, go down on the first day of training camp. Ugh. Next.
Two.
You know, I made a challenging decision in change. And I think as I look back to that, I thought I could find a way for everybody to understand. And now as I look back later on, that was never going to happen. And I made a decision that I changed jobs. And as I get older and I go through things and losing both parents, I was actually talking to Ross Dellinger and I kind of said something that might sound kind of funny to you, but you know, I watched the Hulk Hogan special and I realized, and I was like, we're all going to die. And so some of the things that we put importance on, we worry about and what this person says and that, like, really aren't going to matter.
Lane Kiffin getting downright philosophical yesterday at SEC Media Days. How many different ways do we want to unpack this? Lane Kiffin started that answer talking about his departure from Ole Miss and how he wishes he would have handled it differently and would have just accepted the fact that they weren't going to let him coach the team in the CFP last year rather than kicking and screaming on his way out the door. Okay, I guess we'll take that at face value and say, great for Lane Kiffin realizing that he acted like a petulant child on the way out the door on his way from Oxford to Baton Rouge. That's the first part of this. I mean, as Lane pointed out yesterday, people grow, right? They change. As you get older, your eyes are open to different things. And that may be the downright Nietzsche-esque. I took one philosophy class in college and all I remember is Friedrich Nietzsche and all I remember is that I didn't finish the book and I nearly failed the test, but it was really dark. The downright Nietzsche-esque way Kiffin goes about analyzing life now. I don't know if this is what happens with leaving Ole Miss or arriving at LSU or realizing that most of the world has a particular distaste for you. I don't know where it came from. As he mentioned, maybe it had to do with the passing of his parents. And for that, hey, it's a tough thing to deal with. Sorry, Lane, but how Hulk Hogan tied into this, I guess, is a completely different thing. I want to unwrap Lane Kiffin's philosophical black hole that he started to go down yesterday. But I'm left hitting pause while I consider the fact that part of what made him crawl down that philosophical rabbit hole was the Hulk Hogan documentary on Netflix. Look, I watched the whole thing start to finish too, Lane. I don't know if it affected me quite the same way as it did you. I don't know if my takeaway from the Hulk Hogan documentary on Netflix would have been, everybody's gonna die. Whoa, Lane, backpedal, my guy. What are we doing? I think I see where he's going with this. Was it a little rambling? Was it a little weird to hear him bring up Hulk Hogan in the same breath as mentioning the passing of both of his parents in the last couple of years? Yeah, I guess that was all a little bit jarring. But maybe Lane Kiffin is trying to tell us that he's came to some self-actualization over the last 6 months or so, 7 months. I don't know. Maybe I'm giving Lane Kiffin way too much credit, and it was just the wild SEC media day ramblings of a guy who knows that he's going to have to go back to Oxford in mid-September. And that is what I really want to talk about in greater detail later, rather than the emotional, philosophical, near meltdown of Lane Kiffin at the podium yesterday at SEC Media Days. And we'll get into that later in the 11 o'clock hour. This is why I love college football, because we went from Hulk Hogan to parental death to Friedrich Nietzsche to Lane Kiffin, all in a matter of the last 4 minutes. Welcome in, my friends. This is Westwood One Sports. Counting down the five biggest stories of the day. Number one.
Looking for his first completion, and there it is, the Neighbors, with the tackle made by Hart. He's close to a first down, 39 of the Giants, gain of 7 on the play.
A fairly nondescript call from one of the greats there, Kevin Harlan on Fox last year. That was Jackson Dart's first NFL completion to Malik Neighbors. And that, my friends, more than anything else, is what the 2026 New York Giants level of success will be decided by. It's not going to be decided by inspirational John Harbaugh speeches. New York Giants, guys. I'm standing in front of the New York Giants. Yes, that's the name of the team, John. We got it. It's not going to be decided by one Cam Scataboo decision after another that makes you wonder if there's even a prefrontal cortex up there next to the skull. It's not going to be decided by anything on the defensive side of the ball. The 2026 New York Football Giants, their success this year will be decided by Dart to Neighbors. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of bringing Isaiah Likely in. I'm not here to discount anything else that the Giants may or may not have done during the offseason. But this season, and whether they are a 4-13 dumpster fire, as a lot of people seem ready to proclaim they will be, or what for them would be rousing success, 10-7 wild card team maybe, or anywhere in between on that spectrum, it will all be decided by Dart and Neighbors. And if those two guys are healthy, and if those two guys develop a connection this year, if Dart to Neighbors can become the one inextricable thread of the Giants' DNA this year, since they didn't get a chance to make it happen last year, what they play, like 20, 30 plays together last year? If that can happen this year, then everything else is gravy. Any more wins than, say, 7, like I said, rousing success. If they can get Dart and Neighbors to become that connection this year, and the news yesterday, Malik Neighbors will not apparently start training camp on the physically unable to perform list, which is great news for the Giants and their fans and Jackson Dart and John Harbaugh. Scataboo, I don't know if he even knows what's going on. It doesn't matter. Cam, ball, run, through, wall. Thank you. If Dart to Neighbors can become a thing this year, that's all I think you want from the Giants. I mean, sure, like I said, more than 7 wins would be a success, but that's the goal this year. And I think that's the linchpin for the Giants. Malik Neighbors, I don't want to say a whole season rests on one guy's right knee, because you want Dart to stay healthy too, to see if he can actually find the ceiling that no one can really agree what it may be. But Malik Neighbors' right knee, I think, in large part, is the linchpin to the 2026 New York Giants. So good news for them that he will, in fact, be able to physically perform during training camp. As I mentioned, training camps opening up around the league over the next 4 days. We will talk plenty of NFL today. One guy showed up for work yesterday after not showing up for anything else throughout the entire spring, but should the job be his? We'll get into that in about 20 minutes. Coming up at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, Oklahoma State head coach Eric Morris. Pat Narduzzi joins us from Pitt later in the show as well. Plenty of college football, plenty of NFL. But coming up next, I mentioned how Chris Sale has helped keep the Braves afloat atop the NL East, despite everyone other than Matt Olson and maybe Ozzie Albies scuffling in the lineup, everyone else in the rotation struggling at times over the last month and a half. There is one team that, despite a great start from their pitcher yesterday and a win, is still collapsing and circling the drain, and we got to talk about them maybe entering the chat as one of the primary sellers with the MLB trade deadline now just 10 days away. And we'll do that next right here on Westwood One Sports.
The 49ers start training camp tomorrow. Future Hall of Famer Mike Evans joins a talented roster. Can San Francisco stay healthy and finish the job to secure their 6th Super Bowl title? Westwood One Sports.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Empower. Pete's back on the links with all new golf clubs and hopefully less swearing.
Dang, sliced it.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money so he can be a little bad.
Heads up!
Oof, talent sold separately.
Guy said these were slice proof.
At least he has money for lessons. Invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade?
Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Third baseline, Caminero cannot make a play, and here comes Clement to score, and Springer is into third. So some opportunistic base running by the Blue Jays to give them an early 1-0 lead.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Dan Schulman on Sportsnet Canada. Jays won yesterday. Oh, that was fun. You know, I don't care if it's a Christmas movie. There is one movie I quote all times of year. Literally any line from the movie, because I know the whole thing front to back, and it's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And there's a part where Aunt Bethany, the crazy old aunt, shows up. And one of the funny things she says is, "Oh, that was fun. I love riding in cars." And I'm reminded of that when a team like the Blue Jays wins. Oh, that was fun. I like winning baseball games. The Jays are circling the drain, though, despite that win yesterday and a great start from Shane Bieber. Two nice starts in a row by him. We'll talk about the Jays in just a second, because I think if you're looking for a seller that should be on your radar, it should be the reigning American League champs, believe it or not. A funny squeaky sound. Before we get to that, though, I have a question that I'm going to pose to you in just a couple of minutes about why grown adult men, grown adult humans, men and women, are so interested in one thing that happens this time of year that I just can't wrap my head around. And it's baseball related. We'll get to that in just a couple of seconds. You can always join the conversation, though, and we welcome it here at Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today here on You Better You Bet. Coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. Somebody showed up for work. I don't know why the job is his, though. And plenty of college football today as well. Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi in less than an hour. Oklahoma State head coach Eric Morris, fresh off the move from North Texas with Drew Mestemaker, his quarterback in tow. He'll join us at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. But if you want to join the conversation, we welcome you into it. Bob is in Rhode Island, and Bob, you're here for it. What do you got for us? Baseball.
What do I got on, for you? I hope it's a 15-game losing streak by the Red Sox, because I hate them.
Why do you hate the Red Sox?
Because I'm going to tell you why, buddy.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
1980, Haywood Sullivan got rid of Carlton Fisk, Fred Lynn, and Rick Burleson. And they were a cheap organization then, and they've won 9 World Series compared to 27 World Series wins by the Yankees. So I became anti-Red Sox after 1980 because they're a cheap organization. A cheap organization since 2018. John Henry's a cheap owner, and that's why a lot of the reasons why I hate the Red Sox. And I hope they go on a 15-game losing streak.
I'm sure they appreciate the well wishes, Bob. I agree that I don't think John Henry has done a great job with ownership in Boston, but this seems like a particularly deep emotional wound for you that you've held onto it for nearly half a century.
Yeah, that's true. Some of my best friends, my best enemies are Red Sox fans, and that's another reason.
Well, is there something personal that's happened, Bob?
What was that, sir?
I said, is there something personal? You mentioned some of your deepest, darkest enemies are also Red Sox fans. Like, is there a guy at work who, like, I don't know, put something in your lunch once or stole your lunch out of the fridge? Okay.
I was a big Red Sox fan. 1975, they lost in seven games to the Cincinnati Reds. Right. And in the playoff game in 1978, they lost to the Yankees. But the thing that they got rid of Haywood Sullivan, a bullshit artist, right, general manager.
Oh, see, now you can't say that, Bob. This beautiful continent, you can't say that. I know the Carlton Fisk deal really still is a very heavy emotional scar for you. I wanted to ask Bob before he started swearing about the Reds, because he said he was retired. So Bob's got to be, I'm thinking, in his, I'm going to just peg him somewhere in his late 60s, right? And so if that's the case, that means this happened, like, it may have even happened in, like, his teenage years, right? The 1975 World Series and Carlton Fisk, and then all of a sudden, a couple years later, the Red Sox trade him. So I understand what it's like to carry around psychic sports scars. Like, I've grown up a Pittsburgh everything fan, right? Because I grew up in Pittsburgh. And Francisco Cabrera hit a base hit to left, and Sid Bream slid across home plate in Game 7 of the NLCS 34 years ago now. I still don't let go of it. So I'm feeling you, Bob. I always get just the slightest little glimmer of joy out of something karmically bad happening to the Atlanta Braves because of that 34 years ago. But wishing a 15-game losing streak on the Red Sox tells me this may be even more serious than that for you. So from Bob in Rhode Island to our old friend Bill in Toronto. He's not on the phone. He hasn't called in a while. But I wanted to mention Bill in Toronto because undoubtedly he's a Jays fan. And the entire nation of Canada was riding so high last year as the Jays went on that AL pennant run. And we're two outs from winning a World Series against the Dodgers. And it has collapsed so incredibly quickly in Toronto. This is one team. We've all been scanning the landscape of Major League Baseball for like the last month and a half, 2 months, trying to figure out who are the buyers? Who are the sellers? Plenty of buyers, not enough sellers. Who's going to trade who at the deadline? And the deadline is now just 10 days away. The Jays should be one of those sellers. 8 different pending free agents on the roster, including some of their biggest names. Springer, Gausman, who was waxing poetic the other day about it possibly being his last start at the Rogers Center. And they are now 6 games out of the final AL wildcard spot. There are only 3 teams behind the Blue Jays in the American League standings. The A's, the Royals, and the Angels. That's it. That's the list. Between them and the final wildcard spot stand the Tigers, the Astros, the Orioles, the Twins, the Mariners, and Bob and Rhode Island's favorite team, the Red Sox. The Blue Jays should be selling. Like, how many teams are looking for back-end bullpen help right now? I know Louis Varland is under team control for another 3, maybe 4 years. Point is, move on from them now. Closers are like goaltenders in the NHL. You'll find a new hot one next year. Gausman, move on. Pending free agent. Send him somewhere where he can help. Springer, pending free agent. Move on. Do something. now when everybody else is sitting on their hands waiting for the deadline? In my opinion, the Blue Jays, I know, great start by Bieber last night. Two nice starts in a row by him, as I mentioned. A win. But the Blue Jays are circling the drain, and they should be sellers. Plenty of opportunities to do so. Take this year as a soft reset, and then launch yourself forward into 2027 and beyond. Vladdy's not going anywhere. He'll hit a home run at home again someday. So, reset now while you can. Real quickly, before we get into somebody who showed up for work yesterday, but I don't understand why they have their job, I have to ask a very important question that I ask myself every year around this time. This is the time of year, late July through late August, where the worldwide leader decides to pepper their airwaves. The mothership, the deuce. I mean, heck, it's on every platform you can find. With Little League softball and Little League baseball. And look, I love youth sports. When my kid's involved in it, I've coached my daughter's softball teams when she was younger. My son, he's played flag football, youth basketball, everything you can think of. But one thing I've come to realize as my kids have become teenagers is I love youth sports when my kids are involved in it. I don't need to watch little Lacey from Bozeman, Montana, strike out in the bottom of the fifth with the bases loaded to feel alive. Like, there are pennant races happening in real Major League Baseball. Training camps are opening up. College football is weeks away. Who are these people that are sitting around on a Wednesday afternoon watching Little League softball and baseball? Not the World Series, mind you. Not the World Series. The like regionals and sub-regionals. I know who is. I actually have a neighbor down the street who watches these Little League regional World Series games like it's the Super Bowl. Walk into his house. He's got it locked in. He's like, oh, man, you should have seen they pulled a double steal in the third inning. Oh, the kid was, what? What is, huh? You scare me more than a degenerate gambler who's betting on, like, Royals and Angels home run props. Maybe I'm sensitive to this because I just added the Michael Jackson documentary to my Netflix queue. I don't know. But who is sitting around watching all of this Little League softball and baseball? Who? Again, youth sports is great. More kids should be involved in it rather than sitting around on their Switches and PlayStations and all that. I'll pull an old man and shake my fist at the glass. Oh, Fortnite's stupid. Yeah, fine. Go outside and play. Throw a rock at a tree. I don't care. Just get outside. Get off a device. But I don't need to watch it on TV. Especially if it ain't my kid. It's just weird to me that this time of year it takes up so much space on the airwaves. But have fun, kids. Go get them. Coming up top of the hour, we'll talk college football with new Oklahoma State head coach Eric Morris. As he's moved over from North Texas, he's brought his quarterback and so much of his roster with him. Is this replicating maybe another recent college football success story? I want to ask him about it at the top of the hour, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. We'll also talk around 10:20 Eastern to Pat Narduzzi, Pitt head coach, as he gets ready for what may be one of his better teams. He's been at Pitt for a long time now. We'll talk to Pat about what's different, especially at the quarterback position for him this year. But coming up next, speaking of quarterbacks, someone showed up for work yesterday. I just don't know why the job is his. That's next on Westwood One Sports.
Patriots training camp opens today. A.J. Brown arrives with enormous expectations. Can the star wideout be the missing piece for Drake May and the defending AFC champions? Westwood One Sports.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Doug. Limu and I created a trick to help you remember that you can customize your car insurance and save with Liberty Mutual. You see, the shirts Limu and I wear are yellow, and yellow is the color of lemons. And lemons grow on trees, and trees provide oxygen, and oxygen helps us breathe, and breathing is how you live, and you can live more life when you save money by customizing your car insurance. I agree, Limu. It's really quite simple. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty. How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today here on Westwood One Sports. This segment sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting small businesses with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today at progressivecommercial.com. A little bit later, I know we discussed a team that's circling the drain in Toronto. We will talk about a team that is still somehow leading their division despite scuffling so mightily over the last 6 weeks or so. Plenty of baseball to talk about later. And if your home run bet comes up short, thanks to today's MLB No Sweat Home Run Token, you don't have to worry if it didn't clear the fences. Just activate your token when you bet on any player to hit a home run inside your BetMGM app. And if that player fails to go yard, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets all inside your BetMGM app today. Download it, and please gamble responsibly. Coming up top of the hour, we'll talk to Eric Morris, the new head coach at Oklahoma State, moving into Stillwater from North Texas and bringing a lot of his roster with him. Is this a blueprint that's been laid out? We've seen multiple coaches go from group of six, I guess we call them, conference powers, stepping up to the big boys of the Power Four. And maybe, just maybe, this blueprint has been laid before in the last couple of years. Will it work with Oklahoma State? We'll talk to Eric Morris at the top of the hour. Pat Narduzzi joins us later in the 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific hour as well. But somebody showed up for work yesterday. Good for him. Jacoby Brissett, first practice of Arizona Cardinals camp, was participating as sort of the fourth in line amongst their four quarterbacks. You got Gardner Minshew, Carson Beck, Keaton Slovis, and now Jacoby Brissett, getting up to speed, as it were. Mike LaFleur was asked about it and said, when asked why Brissett was practicing yesterday, I mean, he's here. He's under contract. and it's the first day of practice. But again, they worked him in at the back of the line of the individual quarterback drills, and it'll be about getting Brissett up to speed now with LaFleur's offense in Arizona, while Minshew and Beck and Slovis have already had that opportunity during minicamp and OTAs. Here's my question. Why? Why? I know Jacoby Brissett had a decent year by Jacoby Brissett's standards last year for the Cardinals. But this is still, all due respect, respectfully, I can say that. This is a career backup. This is the kind of career veteran backup you have waiting in the wings when a young starting quarterback falls on his face or gets hurt. I've made this argument before. I'm going to make it again. I don't care if you've heard it and you're tired of hearing it and you think it's dumb. I'm going to make it again for those of you who may not have heard it before. The Arizona Cardinals are going to be bad this year. Okay, you look at their schedule, they're going to win four, maybe five games. That doesn't mean that there aren't talented pieces on the Cardinals roster. We've talked about this as well. They have the weapons at receiver. I think Jeremiah Love is going to have a strong impact in his first year. I really do. I love what he brings to the table, no pun intended. I think he's a future star. You've got all these weapons on the offensive side of the ball around whoever the quarterback is. So why not find out if the guy you spent a draft pick on can be the quarterback? Why are we rolling with Jacoby Brissett? What is that? Now, I understand. You can also go with the philosophy of, well, Brissett will be the starter, and when he inevitably screws up, we'll throw Carson Beck in there then. Why not start with Beck? Because what happens if Jacoby Brissett comes out and plays just well enough? What's going to be your pivot point? At what point are you going to go, okay, now it's time to see what Beck may or may not be capable of? Just start in that direction. I don't understand why you spent the pick on Carson Beck if you're not going to find out what you have in Carson Beck right now. Because here's the thing. You can tell the fan base that we believe we can win. Jacoby Brissett. Who are you kidding? You're not going to win more than five games this year. So why are you wasting everyone's time? And that's all it is. It's a giant waste of time. Because, again, the Cardinals are going to win four or five games this year. And they're going to have a top five pick. And it's going to be a better quarterback class, presumably. We know how this conversation goes every July and August. Presumably going to be a better quarterback class in next year's draft than it was this year. So what are you going to do then? You're going to go out and draft Arch Manning or Dante Moore or Trinidad Chambliss or a guy we're going to talk about in a couple minutes with Eric Morris from Oklahoma State, Drew Mestemaker. And you're not going to have any idea what you had in Carson Beck. Why not find out what you have in Beck? Maybe you're one of those people that thinks there's no way Carson Beck is an NFL starting quarterback. You're free to hold that opinion. That's fine. You don't have to think that Carson Beck is going to be a future Hall of Famer. I don't think anybody thinks that. But with the weapons they have on the rest of that offense, you're telling me it's not worth throwing Carson Beck in there to see what you may have in him? To see if with those weapons around him, he can't become a game manager. I know we're not supposed to use that term, but again, all due respect. I can say whatever I want after I say all due respect. Find out what you have in Beck. Otherwise, it's just a wasted year with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback because you're going to be right back where you were but you will have spent a draft pick on Carson Beck. Doesn't make sense to me. I am so excited for college football to get started. I know it's still more than a month away, but we got to talk about it. SEC Media Day is going on. Talk to some coaches from the ACC and Big 12 in the next hour, including next a guy who's maybe seen a blueprint laid for success at this level. New Oklahoma State head coach Eric Morris joins us next here on Westwood One Sports.
This is Westwood One Sports.
More during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Mylo's Pro Rewards members save up to 20% on in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. And save up to 20% on in-stock pre-hung interior doors when you buy six or more. Load up today on the materials you need and get the most out of Pro Savings Days. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle: the battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead.
Intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.